Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to all of you all over the world on the prayer line this morning. Welcome to the First Fruit Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. We're in the midst of a new awakening all over the world. And all over the world. Blessed God touched the world over 2,000 years ago through Jesus Christ, coming all the way through 42 generations, living here on earth and then giving us life for good for me. And he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. The world over 2,000 years ago, he can touch it now. He's touching the world now. And one way he's touching it through this new awakening of people coming to the knowledge of it's more wonderful to thank him than to bombard him. Forgive me. We're thanking him for all his goodness. Coming to him saying, Lord, I didn't come to ask you for nothing. I just came to thank you. I experienced it in the natural through another experience the other day. I went there, because I was there on the outside and saw this building and wanted to see it and found out the general board of the Church of God in Christ was in there. And my God, I went. A lady recognized me, and I had my CDs. I wanted to give one to this general board. They were in their meeting. And she walked in and asked the presiding bishop if I could come in and interrupt the general board meeting just to give them one of my CDs. And Bishop Blake said, yes. And I walked in the general board, and I said, I didn't come to ask you for nothing. I just came to be a blessing to you and to give you a gift of thanksgiving. And I gave them one of my CDs. That don't mean, listen, to approach God like that. It's all in the approach. Let's go to God and tell him, Lord, we didn't come to ask you for nothing. We just came to give you an offering of thanks. What is the offering? We give of ourselves. We praise you. We worship you. And give you glory. And thank you, all of you who are coming from all over the world, from every walk of life, from every hamlet, from every church affiliation, church denomination. It's time for us to join hands together, regardless of what denomination we are. We're sisters and brothers in Jesus Christ. We can pray together, and we can give him praise together. And that's what this prayer and praise convention is all about. God bless all of you. Amen. He's so wonderful, so omnipotent. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you because you hear me. I thank you because you've been so good, so kind. Just like we have never seen you, because if we would see you, it would basically kill us, Lord. We can't stand to see you and all the glory that you have. When I got saved, I was walking down the street and looked up to heaven, and the sun seemed to blind me when I gave my heart to you. Tears were rolling down, and I couldn't even stand to see the sun. If I couldn't stand to see the S-U-N, Lord, I certainly can't stand to see the S-O-N. Your glory is so ultra awesome. want to thank you. Thank you for allowing me and all of these precious people on this line to come before you and to be your children. I just learned some time ago, I learned that how can we bless one child and have the other one standing there and we say, I'm going to just walk by you and forget you. No, no. That's not your spirit. If you bless my child, you're going to bless Ambassador so-and-so's child. You're going to bless Ambassador elect so-and-so's child. You're going to bless every person who doesn't even have the ambassador title. You're going to bless their child. You are, I read it yesterday. Yeah. I believe Romans 2:11. You are not a respecter of persons. You remember when others forget. And I want to thank you for blessing all of our children and for blessing all of us. May I brag on you for a moment? Yeah, you're so ultra awesome. You're so phenomenal. You are love, our joy, our hope, our peace. We don't have any peace except through you. People go through life trying everything in life, and yet you're right there to bring peace if they would only open their hearts and receive. You are our shepherd, our leader, and our God. God, I don't get it twisted. Now, you are the leader. And although you've assigned me to be a leader down here on earth of this primary, I don't want to ever get it twisted, but you are truly the leader. That's why when people even give protocol, they say to God, go down into God. Because we want you to know that you're in charge, that you, and we know that you know that, but we're just saying that we recognize that you're in charge, that you are leading and you're guiding. And without your leadership, God, we're nothing. In all thy ways, acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path. Well, I acknowledge you there when I got ready to go to the post office that day. If I hadn't done it, Lord, I wouldn't be alive today. But because I acknowledge you, you gave me 7 miracles in one day. We love you, Lord. We praise you. Forgive us for all of our sins. Every sin of omission, every sin of commission. Bless us, prayer line. People with 100 million listeners thinking really on high. God, you showed me that we haven't seen nothing yet. And we want to thank you for it in advance. That's why we praise you every night, at least 1,000 times. And somehow thank you over 10,000 times a day. I just want to praise you for that. I want to thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost that destroys all yoke. Everything that thinks that it can stand, or it can stand, it can't stand unless you give it permission. Thank you. You destroy cancer. You destroy diabetes. You destroy sickle cell. You destroy lupus. Whenever you step in the room, everything is subject to you. We praise you. Bless us today. We'll bless you back. We're going to bless you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for what you've done, for what you're doing, and for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, bless everybody. And thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. Who is awake out here? Who is awake? Good morning to everybody.
Good morning.
Who is awake? God bless you. Some of y'all, come on. Come on. Let me try that again. Amen. I know you got that wonderful voice. Let me hear it. Amen. I'm speaking to you. Good morning to everybody. To you. Everybody. Good morning. Thank you. there all the time, and you're at the people wants and everything and do. Let me see your own name. Take it up another level. Come on, let's take it up another level.
That name and every one of those names, I'm believing God's going to save them. said, I'm believing God's going to save him. If I have the faith as the grain of a mustard seed, I can speak to a mountain and tell him to get out of the way, and it will move. There's a mountain that the enemy is trying to use to block your child from coming to Jesus. Get out of the way! The blood of Jesus on you. It's moving now. Oh, my God. It's going to move. Moving now. Amen. I'm leaving. All right. Now, before I pray this prayer, I feel the Holy Ghost and the anointing. Before I pray this prayer, I need for you to put your son, your daughter, your loved one, even my legs, open up the Lord if it's all right. Can I extend it to brothers and sisters too? Yes. All right. Put your son, your loved one, whoever, on this prayer list right now. And let's ask God to save every one of them. You're going to see some miracles happen. When you think that they don't ever want to be saved, they don't come to the fold. When you think that they are here and don't even want to hear from you, something's going to make them call you. Shed a tear. Thank you, Lord. It should be so. All right? When you think that the devil's got them going the other way, God's going to turn them around. Yeah. He's going to make them make a 360, and they're going to turn around and do the same. Speak these words, not through me, but through the auspices of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm getting ready to pray. Put your son, your daughter, your loved one in here right now. And let's call
that. Good morning, Ambassador.
Breakfast, everybody. Yeah.
Good morning, Ambassador. This is just the leader section. I'd like to put my hands forward on the turn around, please.
I certainly will. There's so many I can't have individual requests like that. But I open it up and just, God hears it. God can, he's the one who created all languages. He up there on the day of Pentecost, he gave all languages, and he gives them now. And he hears you when you call your son or daughter, because he told me to do it. And I'm doing it. Do it now. Call your son and daughter's name right now in the name of Jesus.
Who don't know
how to come to the Lord. You can lead them to the Lord. Amen. It's so simple. So simple. All right? Okay. Are you all ready?
I've been telling y'all it's all in the approach. Amen. They've been meeting
to come to the Lord, wanting to come to the Lord, amen, but they just don't know how. I don't know how to simply say it other than say, see, you have to lead, well, I'm going to say that. I'm just going to say that you have to lead people to Christ. You got to give them the approach and lead them right there, and they will come if they know how simple it is to come. See, a lot of times they think you got to preach to them, you know, and everything else, and they don't want to hear it. And then, but they want Jesus. And get them to come to Jesus, and then you can preach to them. All right? In the name of Jesus. What did I simply do? I just simply did it like people do when they go overseas. I've been overseas many times. Oh, my God, countless nations and everything else. You won't forget when I went to it was Haiti. With Mary Jones and Feed the Children. And the approach was, let's take truckloads, 18-wheelers, full of food, and let's take, because they're hungry, they're starving. And when we took the 18-wheelers full of food and gave them meal and flour and everything else, you know, for all these hungry people, then we could talk to them about Jesus. But we couldn't really talk to them too much. When the people are hungry, they don't want to hear about Jesus. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm just keeping it real with you. They don't want to hear about Jesus. They don't hear about nobody. Confucius, nobody. But if you will meet their need, then we'll see. And thousands upon thousands upon thousands will change because we met their need. All right, what did I just do? I simply told you to meet the need of your sisters and brothers. Well, what does it mean? This is not Haiti, this is not India, this is not Africa. Most of them, not all of them, but we got hungry in America. But most of them are not too hungry. But most of them are in need of a blessing. Everybody needs a blessing. They need that. They want that son. Yes, that baby dad who is just a baby dad and he ain't really doing nothing, supporting the family and nothing else. But he still wants his daughter saved. He still wants that son saved. He don't want him lost. I don't want him to be like me. I don't want him to die and go to hell like me. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't want that. But he wants a blessing for that daughter, a blessing for that son. And he wants a blessing for that baby mama. You know, it's a blessing for them. And so you're meeting a need when you pray for them and say, I want to ask a blessing over you and your family. And when you do that, oh my God, they're willing to receive. You meet that need, and then you can pray that prayer, and he'll follow you. And she'll follow you. Lord Jesus, I'm sorry, Bob. Just before I close this prayer, I want you to follow me in this word of prayer. And they will. Not at the time. They will. Amen. And if they don't, at least you try. Amen. God bless you. I've taken long enough. I love you. I appreciate you. Every move into our prayer today, even about 3 or 4 praise reports. Anybody, has the Lord been good to you? Has he been good to you? Has he been good to you? If so, don't have it been so far. But I want to hear your prayer, your praise report. And then give me 2 or 3. Praise reports. And God is over you. Who is the first one who wants to share the Lord? Lord, I appreciate you. And then I give that praise report and inspiring somebody else on this line, all of these, all of you. The Lord is over you. Who has the praise report of what the Lord?
I thank God this morning. This is Brother Wilson. I thank God this morning for being alive. I thank God for how he has let me live to be right at 80 years old. On tomorrow, I will be, and it's a blessing to be able to have the strength and be able to move. And I thank God for already letting the children come in, and some of them have already made their round of faith, and I thank God. Thank God on tomorrow.
Thank you, my little. Thank you. Beautiful. All right. Is there another one? The line is open to you. Give a praise report. Of what the Lord has done for you. Just jump in there right now. Amen. You are thankful for what? Good morning.
Good morning. The Lord has blessed my sister too, Sister Marty. I wanted to put that in, and he has blessed her, and the sweater has gone down, and she is thinking she may go home in another few days. He said, put your hands out of here. I said, well, he has a lot to do. Continue to pray for her.
Yeah,
I told her I was looking forward to you coming to see her if you had a chance.
You talking about me. I'll go today. You talking about me. And then I'll go today. She's the same things, right? What's her last name?
Canada.
Canada, okay. Well, next time you talk to her, I won't be there today, but I want you to tell her the preacher has gotten there, you know, the teacher of all teachers. He's been in the room, and he's touched her. That's why she's alive today, because the preacher has gotten there. Amen. He goes too for that, Kimbo.
Okay.
All right, God bless you. But that's the same lady who was dying, right?
Yes, sir. She was so sick, lady, and what was it? I wasn't out of looking for her, me and myself, the way she was. She couldn't even talk to me. She was so sick.
My God.
Her phone was up. She's just a mess. Thank God.
Not a the feeling is going down or what?
Oh, and she can talk to you plain now.
Wow. That's the Lord. Thank you. God himself. He's ultra awesome. got to be careful that we don't put man on the level of God. Thank God for the doctors, and they are wonderful. But they are God. They can do what God can do. And most of the time, they want you to thank them for their services, but they don't want to turn around and acknowledge the infinite wisdom and the infinite knowledge and the infinite working power of God. I mean, that's fair. When God does something, they don't want to open their mouths and say, God did it. Oh, thank you, God. He did it. But they want us to say, thank you, doctor. Look what the doctor did. No. Nobody ain't God forever. Nobody. You know, we were on this line.
Yeah.
Somebody's got a phone and you're doing a whole lot. You make me think you're brand new. You don't make all that noise by the phone. You don't do that. Amen. That's no. And then you can put your phone, just press *6, and whatever you want to do, yeah, we won't hear you. God bless you. But see, that just told me that the devil doesn't want us, he doesn't want you to hear that. And nobody on the level of God. Nobody. And on this line, we're recognizing God as a miracle worker. Thank God for everything that he uses. He used the wisdom, quote, the wisdom one time. So he can use anything, yeah. But they ain't on the level, no rooster is on the level of God, no doctor. He uses doctors when he invests in people, but they're not on the level of God. God is the only miracle worker in this world. He can take, in fact, I'm going to bring a testimony on here. Yeah, I'm going to bring a testimony on here one day. And it's going to blow your mind. I think I'm going to try to do it Monday. Y'all be on the line on Monday. I want y'all to hear this testimony. Oh, my God. God bless all of you. I love you. This is the miracle working line. God does miracles. Some people need things that no man can ever do. They throw their hands up and say, I don't know what's wrong. But God knows what's wrong because he made the body. And we honor him. All right. Give me one more testimony. Anybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I praise God for whom all blessings flow. God is good to me. And I just want to thank the Lord because I have been diagnosed with polymyalgia rheumatica. And I'm just thanking God because God has let me know a long time ago to just thank him for my healing. I was sick, but I just thank God for the past several days. I have been feeling so much better. And I want to say God is good all the time. And I'm just thanking God and just waiting on my healing.
That's what you're doing in Tyler 1. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just want to name whatever it is, I'm going to ask you to step in her room. I mean, teaching and preaching, whenever you step in the room. Everything is heavy to you. Oh, my God. I'm ready for you to step in the room, Lord, and these people out. I'm not going to teach them to go in the hospital and have a bill of $100,000 that my mother had or more. I'm not going to teach them to go to a hospital and have a bill of $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 when you are present and you can heal them and give a miracle. And not just kind of anything that anybody can do. But God, it would be much better if you or if the people could believe you for an ultra awesome miracle. Some have lost their life savings by overpricing to the hospitals and to the doctors. And God, I'm asking you to step in the room for Ambassador Elect Patterson. Prove yourself. They're in 380. Yeah. They're in Malachi 3:8. Yeah, 3:10. You said prove yourself and see where you gotta open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. So we don't have really receive. I'm taking that little phrase, prove me. And Lord, I'm taking it here right now. I'm asking you, we're trying I missed the food. We give you the glory and you let nobody say I did it. God, you did it. And I'm asking you to put the devil out of this banquet. You didn't pay to get in. $100 to get in, and Lord, you didn't pay $10 to get in. You didn't deserve to be in here. Put him out in the name of Jesus. And give this woman the ultra awesome miracle. Lord, I recognize that the Holy Ghost and Jesus paid to get in here. And they deserve to be in there because Jesus paid it all. And God, let the Holy Ghost be Jesus Christ. Touch. All I need is you, and that's to let Christ and then say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And I'm touching right now. Heal it in the name of Jesus. Yes, sir, in the name of Jesus. And turn that situation around in the name of Jesus, I pray. And I thank you for it. Glory. Just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. And I believe that it is done. Faith can move mountains. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. I'm going to move to get some prayer. Amen. More prayer. Excuse me. God bless you and you. All right. Give me a 2 or 3 urgent prayer requests. We'll pray for them. I'm on Ambassador Hagen. Am I correct? This is Friday. This is my day. Amen. I want you to get me in it. Ambassador Hagen, Ambassador Stern, Ambassador Hagen. Anyone of you all can do that. Amen. But I want to pray for the people first. Amen. All right, if you have a prayer request, amen. Bring it on. Let's see what the Lord will do. I'm going to ask him to prove himself. If he did this woman, Sister Canada, they seem to be dying. Sister Wilson says she was dying. Amen. I want to ask the Lord to prove himself as he proved himself. She was born all that. And God stepped in the room. And took the swelling out of her tongue. She's talking good now. And the Lord did that. And I haven't even been to the hospital. And then I'm going end of the day. But can you see that all things work together for the good? That's what I was going to discuss today. But we'll do it on maybe part of Monday, maybe Tuesday. All things work together for the good and then another law. And I haven't been there. I can't get nothing as far as saying that I've been there and a woman whatnot. All I simply did is prayed, amen, and God has heard the prayer and went in that room. Thank you, Jesus. And she's not the same anymore. Who on this line knew that God is able to do it, feeding them better than above all?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Come here. You ruler there in Jerusalem. Let me have here's the mic. Give your testimony. I had a problem in my home, and I heard that Jesus was passing by, and I went to him and asked him. I told him about my problem. That's what I did. I told him about it. And Jesus, being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, was so humble. Oh, he was so humble. He said he was coming to my house. But I was so honored, and I was just blown away. But I just said to him, Lord, you don't have to come to my house for the miracle to be done. I believe you so much. That all you have to do is speak the word, and it shall be done in my house. And Jesus said, it shall be so. And he spoke the word, and my loved one was healed. Listen, Jesus just spoke the word. Sister Kennedy, healing took place.